Good evening. The citizens of Kalamazoo are justly proud of their cultural institutions. Three colleges give our city a distinctive place in the field of higher education: Kalamazoo College, Western Michigan College, and Nazareth College. Undoubtedly, the colleges have done much to encourage cultural activities in this community. We have around 200 clubs devoted to different kinds of cultural affairs: art, literature, current events, gardening, science, music, and so on. In fact, there is some justification for believing that we are perhaps over-organized. We have so many lectures, concert series, book talks, movies, forums, and the like, that the community is perhaps supersaturated with that sort of thing. We have in Kalamazoo, for the whole community, about four or five basic cultural institutions which should be and must be maintained. They are our library, our civic theater, our symphony orchestra, our community concerts, and our art center. They run the gamut of the arts. Of these, the newest is the art center. Perhaps it is because it is the newest, it is the one which most needs support and understanding from the people of the city and the community. Our art center is not just an art gallery or an art museum. It is not just a place where art is exhibited. It is a place where objects of art are conceived and created. It is a place where people who have a desire to paint, to draw, or to model can find materials to work with, competent instructors to help them, and people who are interested in the same things. Go to the art center as I did this morning, go any Saturday morning, and you'll find youngsters from 7 to 16 painting and clay modeling. You'll also see woodworking and photography projects in action. Or drop around on Tuesday and Thursday mornings and see nearly 100 Kalamazoo housewives busily at work on a painting or a drawing, finding profitable surcease for half a day from the business of running a home. If you're busy daytimes, come around at night between 7 and 10, and you'll find classes in commercial art, ceramics, woodworking, or watercolor. In fact, the school at the Art Center is continuous from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day but Sunday and Monday. Although instruction is at stated periods, students may work and they may come and go as they please, and that's a plan unique in America. It costs just $5 a month in most courses, and that includes instruction for beginners or advanced students by trained men and women in the various fields of art. Yesterday afternoon, I visited the Art Center with our tape recorder and talked with some of the students. I asked Mrs. Eleanor Smith, a housewife with two children, who has been studying painting for about a year and a half, why she was doing it. She said,
"I'm studying painting because I think that every mother and housekeeper should have a hobby when her children grow up. It makes life more interesting, and it does something for you when you can express yourself in some way, whether it's art or music."
And that, I thought, was a pretty good answer. Mrs. H. Laurie Harvey has just started her work at the Art Center. She's been at it now just about a couple of months. I asked her how one goes about learning to paint at the Kalamazoo Art Center.
"We learn to paint in different ways. Sometimes it's through demonstration by Mr. Merrill. Sometimes it's by watching the advanced class paint and see what they're trying to do. Again, then we go in, try to paint ourselves. And it's through the three methods that maybe we learn the most. We get stuck. We just can't seem to make any progress at all. Then Mr. Merrill will give us individual attention and try to pull us out of the hole we're in ourselves. There's no attempt at trying to mold us all in one way. It's purely an individual development."
Mrs. L.H. Glendenning was busy at work on a life subject, and I inquired from her what painting does for her. She said that she spent about 2.5 days a week painting. And she told me that she had two boys who were in college and also a young 10-year-old. Now, here's the way she summed it up.
"My purpose in learning to paint at
the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts is that it does give me purpose and drive in my life. It gives me a great deal of interest, and when I go home at night, I'm tired physically, but I am exhilarated mentally.
Next, I had a chat with Mrs. Hazel Miller, a bright-eyed woman who seemed immensely interested in what she was doing. When I talked to her, she was working on a painting. Now, Mrs. Miller has been working at the Art Center for just a little over a year now, and I asked her if she would give us a brief outline of the various steps in her development as a painter during this past year.
We began a year ago, last October, with charcoal sketching in the studio. Then, as the fall progressed, we went outdoors and did landscaping, and we came back to the studio during the winter months and painted still life, also portraits and life models. And all along the way, we had lectures from Mr. Merrill. And then in the springtime, we went outdoors again and did seascapes and landscapes. Then school closed, I believe it was in June or the last of May. There were a group of the women who were so interested in painting that they felt they wanted to continue on through the summer. So a group of us met every week, and we went out to various places and painted during the summer and enjoyed it very much.
I was informed that another woman, hard at work painting, also was greatly interested in ceramics. She was introduced to me as Mrs. Nickum, and she very readily responded to my question about what ceramics are and the kind of thing that she was doing in that field.
Ceramics is the study of making pottery, and we have very good instruction, and Mrs. Paschal is the ceramics teacher, and we're learning from the basic principles of how to make pottery dishes, and in a following a hobby, I'm making a Ming tree, the bowl and the figurines for the Ming trees. And we also make potteries of all kinds, vases, dishes, bowls.
I notice you're painting pottery, Mrs. Nickum. Have you just started on that?
Yes, I have just started on this particular subject this afternoon.
And I might report that she was making excellent progress when I watched her work. While talking with the students, I ran on to Philip Merrill, who was the up-and-coming director of the Art Center. I had a long talk with Mr. Merrill about the Art Center and what it was doing, the various problems that he has, and the challenge of the work that he's doing. I asked him what his concept of the function of an art center in a community like Kalamazoo was. He said,
"Few people realize just how important art is in a community's life. If you would stop to look around you right now and see just how many places the artist touches you every minute. The radio was designed by an artist. The chair you were sitting in, your rug, everything in your room right now. The Art Center is to help you understand good from bad and further a finer appreciation of your daily life. This is accomplished by the excellent monthly exhibits, plus lectures and art appreciation courses open to all and free to members. The school, which includes about 150, are your neighbors and friends, and along with their progress in actual work, is steady growth in their taste and appreciation of the finer things available to those who are awakened in a cultural sense. Kalamazoo children are here each Saturday morning, nearly 100, who have the opportunity to express themselves under the apt guidance of the finest teachers available. Most of those who haven't visited the center would be amazed and impressed by the activities constantly going on, and we invite all in Kalamazoo to take advantage of something that is for your use."
Well, that's really something to think about, isn't it? By the way, in emphasizing the educational work of the center, I shouldn't forget to remind you that they do have important and interesting exhibitions over there. Last year, you know, more than 1,500 Kalamazoo people saw these exhibits during the year. Now, this year, each exhibit is being kept at the Art Center for a whole month, so a great many people will have an opportunity to see it. The current show is one on commercial art. Now, I asked Mrs. Merrill, who works with her husband at the Art Center, to describe this current exhibit.
This is a display of original pieces of commercial artwork and photographs as used in advertising today. It bears the difference in technique and basic ideas used in advertising and illustration as opposed to fine arts. And on the other hand, it shows how fine arts principles are the underlying basis of good commercial art. The show includes Norman Rockwell and Douglas original paintings as used by the Upjohn Company. Also interesting technical display on processes of reproduction with various stages shown, including the master plates and finished proofs. Modern industrial design is represented by two pianos, a knife sharpener, a television set, and streamlined mimeograph machine.
What you have said about this exhibit, Mrs. Merrill, and what Mr. Merrill said just a moment ago, moves me to suggest that a great deal of this work at the Art Center does have significance from the standpoint of industry. You know, there's scarcely any product in which design, color, or some other art principle is not important. Whether you're designing a new carton, a gadget for an automobile, a new label, a window display, a house trailer, or any one of a dozen other Kalamazoo products, art is important. One of the ideas or principles worked out at the Art Center easily could yield handsome returns in dollars and cents. But even if it doesn't, it's sure to bring rich returns in the joy of creating something beautiful and all the satisfaction that that implies. Well, now, it takes money, naturally, to support a fine institution like our Art Center. The school itself is pretty largely self-sustaining, but they have to have money to heat and light the building on West South Street, to pay for the exhibits, and for administration. That building on West South Street is a remodeled home, one of the old homes of Kalamazoo, which has been purchased by the Art Center and remodeled, and it really is quite adequate for the purpose. But it does take money to maintain that building. Now, this money has to come from memberships. Those memberships are sold at $7.50 a year. The center today has about 400 members. Mr. Merrill told me that it needs many more. Perhaps some other method is going to have to be found to support this very worthy project. Certainly, it must be kept going, and it must be kept open to all the people, for it's a real credit to the city of Kalamazoo.